This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today introduced the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha.
Well, Speaker sir, I rise to move that the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 be taken into consideration.
This bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and financial transactions related to them. It has the provision for the appointment of an online gaming authority for coordinated policy support, strategic development and regulatory oversight of the sector. Its objective is to protect individuals, especially youth and vulnerable populations, from the adverse social, economic, psychological and privacy-related impacts of such games. The bill will safeguard the integrity of financial systems and the security and sovereignty of the state. It will establish a uniform national-level legal framework in the public interest. The bill will protect the country's youth from predatory online real money gaming apps that manipulate them through misleading monetary return promises that leaves the entire family in financial distress. The bill has a provision of complete ban on offering, operating or facilitating online money games, irrespective of whether based on skill, chance or both. There is a provision of imprisonment up to 3 years and fine up to 1 crore rupees or both in case of violation of the law related to online money gaming. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' uproar over various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. When the Lok Sabha House assembled at 12 noon, after the first adjournment, Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw introduced the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 amidst opposition uproar. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju objected to the behaviour of opposition members for disrupting the House. He said the opposition is disrupting the House for the last 3 days and not allowing special discussion on Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's achievement, who returned from the ISS, which is unfortunate.
In your respective chairs. House is adjourned to meet again at 2 p.m. today.
Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the Rajya Sabha assembled after the first adjournment, the chair tried to make up the questionnaire, but opposition members continued with their protest. Amidst the noisy scene, the chair adjourned the house till 2 p.m. The National Democratic Alliance candidate for Vice President's post, C.P. Radhakrishnan, filed his nomination at the Parliament House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Kiran Rijiju and leaders of NDA allies, including Chirag Paswan of LJPR, Rajiv Ranjan Singh of JDU, Praful Patel of NCP, among others, were present on the occasion. The Delhi police has detained the accused behind the attack on Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta at her residence in the national capital. BJP has condemned the attack. Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva informed that the accused was nabbed by people present at the spot and the police has launched an inquiry for further details. He mentioned that doctors have examined her and she is currently stable. Chhattisgarh cabinet has been expanded. Governor Raman Dekha administered the oath of office and secrecy to Gajendra Yadav, Rajesh Agrawal and Guru Khushwant Sahib as ministers at the Raj Bhavan. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Goa and coastal areas of Maharashtra for today. The IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and eastern Rajasthan for the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.